This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. Can we take a moment to talk about what just happened? The election of 2020 held so many surprises and some serious shocks. On election night, Adam Kokenderfer was watching the results with as much, if not more, anticipation than anyone. He's a sitting commissioner for Oakland County and a Republican in a competitive election with Democrat Melanie Hartman. The results came in, and he lost. But a technical error changed the count in Kokenderfer's favor. By Friday, he was the returning commissioner-elect for Oakland County. Adam, welcome to Stateside.
Hi, April. How are you?
I'm all right. The error involved a set of absentee ballots that had been mislabeled. Can you tell us when you found out that the results of the election might have changed?
I did not find out until Thursday afternoon, maybe around 3 o'clock, I received a call from Oakland County Elections Division, Joe Rozelle.
What was running through your mind when he told you what had happened?
At first, disbelief. I had lived with this belief that I had lost for over 24 hours. And then he simply said, there's an error. And it turns out that you won. And instead of losing by 104 votes, you won by over 1,100 votes. And I was just trying to wrap my brain around that reality and what it really meant for me and for the city and for the county.
Yeah, it's a lot. Just to put this in the words of the Free Press, what happened here was a Republican city clerk supervised the initial vote count of the ballots that turned out to be important. A Democratic county clerk's staff caught the error and requested the correction from the Republican city clerk, resulting in an election that appeared to have been won by a Democrat actually being won by a Republican. What does this tell you about how our voting process works?
Well, people are taking different takeaways from this, and some people have pointed to this and tried to tie this into a national narrative about issues with our election system. The other side is that it shows that there are safeguards in place. This mistake was caught at the end of the day. And so it's concerning that it took a while to update those numbers. I think we need to examine the system and make sure that this doesn't happen again. But the error was caught, and that's because we have people in place, and this is their job.
More broadly, what kind of mood did you find voters in this year?
I'll be honest with you, April. I didn't know what the top of the ticket would do to my individual race. Rochester and Rochester Hills is a changing community. And the fact of the matter is that a lot of the things that we do at a county level are not necessarily partisan or should not be partisan. And you go out there and you tout the real results that you've achieved for the community. But I didn't know what voters would do with that information. And I'm grateful that they chose to return me to office. But I came into this with eyes wide open, knowing that there were no guaranteed results here.
Preston Trump has spent some time this year insisting that there was election fraud in Michigan. And many of his supporters took his word on that. How do you interpret that widespread belief?
I'll say this. I'm not qualified to speak to all the issues happening across Michigan, but I can speak to my individual race. We have a highly credentialed clerk in Rochester Hills who is nationally recognized for her expertise. I've talked at length with her, with our elections division. I am confident that this was not an example of fraud, and that it was an isolated error. That does not mean that fraud didn't happen elsewhere. I haven't seen hard proof for that or hard evidence, but I am convinced that there wasn't any foul play in this race.
Do you worry about the belief that some people have that election results can be undermined on such a widespread basis?
I think everybody needs to take a deep breath here. I mean, the fact of the matter is that as of right now, it appears that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have won. And there is also a system in place for challenging those results. And President Trump and his team have the right to challenge those through legal processes. Thus far, I don't think that they've come forth with any hard proof. But it's their right to try to find that proof. And that's the process that we're in. Even if you're a Democrat, it is in your interest to have the Trump campaign go through that process. Once that process is complete, it is in the interest of every American to accept the result. We're Americans. We invented modern day democracy. We do this better than anyone else. And the world is watching, and we need to show that.
Is there anything that you wish people understood better about the political process and what it means to work together? You alluded to the fact that Oakland County has 21 members on the Board of Commissioners. What would you want people to know about what it means to work together?
So I've been in public office for over a decade now, April. In my experience, people agree on something like 80% of the issues, regardless of party. But we have political machinery, we have social media, we have news across the spectrum, and their survival depends on exploiting our divisions. But that laser focus on that remaining 20%, it oftentimes impedes our ability to develop and execute solutions related to that 80%. And I think, listen, we shouldn't ignore our disagreements, but I'm concerned that we're increasingly ignoring our agreements. And it's in all of our interests to not forget about all those things that we agree on, because in my experience, it's the vast majority.
What do you think this election, Susan, if anything, do you think it will have any effect on how Oakland County does its business?
Listen, my glitch has raised a red flag of something that we need to look at and make sure that it doesn't happen again. But generally speaking, the system operated smoothly across the county. And as I said, even in my case, the safeguards worked. And so I applaud all the clerks across the county for the hard work that was done, all the poll workers in a very, very stressful environment. And there are a lot of things that went right here.
Adam Kokendorfer is a sitting commissioner for Oakland County, and he will be returning to that office next year. Adam, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much, April. I appreciate it. Have a good day.